Okay, we want to focus our attention now on a story that really has been covered all over the world, and many people here are talking about it. The actor Alec Baldwin is at the center of a police investigation after shooting and killing his director of photography with a prop gun on the set of a movie. It was being filmed in Mexico. The movie was a Western, or is a Western, called Rust, and this has led to the death of the director of photography, Helena Hutchins, and also the director of the film. Joel Souza was shot and is currently in hospital as a consequence of that. It's raised questions about weapons on movie sets, and I've been doing a little bit of reading, but my knowledge is scanty. Fortunately, my next guest knows everything there is to know about this. He is Bruce Wenzel. He's owner of a company called Hirearms, one of the oldest movie weapon companies in South Africa. Mr. Wenzel, welcome, and thanks very much for giving us your time. A tragic incident, but it is an opportunity for us to learn something about your end of the film business. Are there standard protocols across the film industry in general for how weapons find their way onto sets and how they get used? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, there are protocols. Some countries have stricter rules than others.
Right.
South Africa, due to our Firearms Control Act, the weapon control is very, very strict. We have to license every single firearm. When a firearm is fired on a movie set in South Africa with a blank, what has to happen is an armorer, someone who's trained and qualified, goes out and handles security, safety, training of the actor. You know, you must remember that I can handle a firearm.
Yes.
Other people can. But when you get a lot of time, you go onto movie sets and the actors never handle a firearm. So we take them to one side and train them. One of the problems is in some countries, they don't always insist on having an armorer. And some budget movies try and shortcut it.
Right.
So, well, instead of having a guy sitting around, you know, not doing very much all day, and they try and take shortcuts. And this is where this is happening. When Brandon Lee was killed on set, it was a pickup shot.
Right.
There was no armor on set. It's just a pickup shot. And that accident happened because they pointed the gun towards camera. They could see it was another, they put dummy heads in, and then they kicked the gun around about, and a projectile fell and lodged it in the barrel.
Right.
When a blank was put behind it, it became a live weapon. So, as soon as you take shortcuts, and I've had a similar incident like that.
Right.
And somebody was saying, well, hurry up, hurry up. Said, no, I'm doing it my way.
Yes,
and
yes.
And after about the fourth take of the gun being kicked out the hand, I called the first assistant director and said, come over, look at this. The dummy round, a piece of it had gone and lodged in the barrel. I said, now you point that towards somebody and shoot.
Yes.
That's why we take our time.
Wow.
So that's why the armorer is, and the guy said to me, take as long as you like.
Yes.
To take. And some of my guys have come back from various movie sets. The directors get caught up in creative, and they do things, and that's where the armor turns around and says, I'm not doing that.
Right.
We pay you. I don't care. If you don't like it, phone the head office, and they will determine whether it's safe or not. And you've got to keep it safe.
Yes, no, I mean, it's very clear from what you're saying, and what's clear from your description is that there's so much else going on that you really need one person on the set for whom this is their single and sole focus. I just saw something online, and I'd like your comment on it. And they say, this is somebody who works on movies in the UK who's been tweeting, someone called Tash Montlake, who says, on set, a cast member is handed their prop weapon with the assurance that it is safe. Even if the cast member is a weapons enthusiast, they have nothing to do with the prepping of the prop. That is done by the armorer. Have you ever encountered that, where you might have someone who's a weapons enthusiast who says, don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Do you have to be quite firm?
You have to be extremely firm.
Right.
We got a bit of a confusion here because the weapons that fire blanks are not considered props.
Okay.
They're a practical weapon.
Right.
To me, a prop weapon is a weapon that is deactivated, can never fire a round in its life again, whether it be a blank or a live.
Okay.
And a rubber gun. We use a lot of rubber guns for beating people with them, falling off buildings. So that is a prop. Yeah, props and practical. And when you hear the word practical in the South African film industry, a practical weapon is one that is capable of firing blanks.
Right, and capable of firing live rounds as well.
Not.
Okay.
Our war in this country, we modify them for permanent disablement of the bore so that a projectile cannot go down it.
Oh, okay.
So the weapon might burst.
Yes.
Minor injuries, but the idea is that it cannot allow a projectile to exit the muzzle. And we have very strict rules in this country. So if it cannot be restricted in that way, and it's a thing called a BFA, a blank firing attachment, which is threaded in.
Right.
And you have one of them threaded in with a very strong thread. I normally put two in, just in case. It's much safer that way.
Right.
The gun is loaded. Okay. And when the gun is loaded, now there's a whole procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So in this shot, Jack is going to fire toward the building over there.
Right.
Okay, so they rehearse. Then they say, special effects go hot. The last thing that goes hot, it says, go on. Weapons go hot.
Mm.
The armorer will then walk up to the actor, load it, and say, sir, this weapon is hot, and shout at the top of his voice, weapon is hot.
So
weapon
everybody knows. No. Yes.
Everybody knows. Weapons are hot, whether it's one weapon. If you've got six or seven weapons, you get three and four armorers.
Right.
Weapons are hot, okay?
Yes.
And I've had it where I've had an altercation where they say, okay, one more rehearsal. And I go, no rehearsal. You have loaded the weapons. Let me unload the weapons. And the armors are trained. They have to do it. Because they'll try and push you in a corner and say, do this, do that. When something goes wrong, like this training,
yes.
Well, the armor was there. And if you look at the accidents in this country, there'd be no fatalities. There was one serious injury 45 years ago.
Okay.
No armorer. Another potential accident was, again, no armorer. Now, don't worry, we're doing a low budget. Let's borrow it from Uncle Jack and we'll make our own blanks.
Right. Bad idea. I want to just check this very briefly with you, if I can, Mr. Wenzel. Again, from this thing that I'm reading, the actor does not hold the weapon or wear it around once the cameras have stopped rolling. The weapon is handed to the actor for on-screen rehearsals and filming. Then when we call cut, the weapon is taken away and kept safely aside and prepped for the next take. Is that an absolute rule that the armorer...
Yeah, absolute rule.
Yeah.
He takes the working weapons away. Now, often the armorer, the guy's rehearsing with a dummy gun,
yes.
What we call a prop.
Right.
He's rehearsing, waving around. He hands the hot weapon in. They go, and action. The guy fires three shots and cut. Armorer goes in, takes the weapon, unloads it, and calls, weapons clear, very loudly.
Yes.
Takes that, puts it into his jacket or wherever, and puts the dummy rubber one back in the guy's holster.
Wow. Fascinating insight into the way these things are absolutely meant to work. Bruce Wenzel, he's the owner of a company called Higher Arms, and we're having the conversation with him in regard to the tragic death of Helena Hutchins and the involvement of the actor Alec Baldwin in that tragedy, which also led to the injury of the director of the movie Rust, Joel Souza. Of course, if there's updates on that story, we will share them with you.